The Dame and Han Show. 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 The Dame and Han
and
Show.
Welcome to another episode.
The Dame and Han Show.
Of
The Dave and Han Show.
Featuring
The Dame and Han Show.
Your gracious hosts.
Who are
me
and
you
and
Han.
That's pretty much our worst opening ever.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I just checked the stats on that.
Are you using metric or...
No. So here we are. Yep. Episode 28.
2-8.
2-8.
Yeah. Just two down from three 80, decades.
It's like 88.
Two decades.
Is 88.
Yeah.
And 88 was the gang in
That was the Seoul
Kill
Olympics.
Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Or the 88s.
The crazy 88.
Soon we'll be at 88, like episode 88.
Soon, yeah.
Wow. I hope we don't get there. No, I hope we do get there, I mean. Okay, so let's bibble babble, eh?
We have a planned bibble babble, which is...
And I have a surprise bibble babble.
Okay.
Okay. My surprise bibble babble...
This is surprising.
...is why we're recording this podcast so late.
Why are we recording it so late?
It's midnight.
Almost midnight.
Past your bedtime alarm...
It's technically Tuesday.
It's
technically
Wednesday.
It's
because we bought a microphone, some sort of giant, what's it called?
What? You don't want to talk about it?
No, we will. The Yeti. So it's an expensive, like, $150 microphone.
This thing is heavy, too.
It's heavy. It looks like
it
a Yeti.
Bass.
No, it doesn't. It's like, it looks like a serious microphone, like a literal radio would have a microphone like this, right?
Yeah.
But we didn't get the optimal sound quality we thought we'd get, so we might do a little more tweaking. We're back on our normal Logitech cheapo headsets. Are these Logitech?
Possibly.
We're too scared to look right now, are we?
They are.
Okay. So we have two, like, just webcam or gaming headsets, and we thought this super deluxe, heavy, mega expensive to us in our income levels microphone would be much better. But we couldn't get, like, the sound quality, like the voice quality seemed to be improved, but the background hiss and the other issues and problems.
Well, I was thinking that maybe that's a trade-off of, like, you know, the better quality mic, it's going to pick up more range of sounds. But obviously that's both good
and
a bad thing.
No, but if you look at our... Like SGU, like this podcast you could hear that have best of both worlds.
Should we ask them what microphones they
maybe
use?
Maybe we should, because maybe they just do soup. Maybe it sounds like what we heard, that raw thing, and then they fix it in post.
Yeah, maybe there's a post guy.
Not the cereal company. The afterwards words.
Seriously,
what? Okay, so. Yeah, so that's why. So we care about you, the listener. You right there. You, yeah, you. The guy pointing to yourself, or the girl, let's be fair, like going, me? Yeah, you. You. We want you to have the best... We want you to be... We want your ears to be happy.
We want every...
Don't say orifice. Please don't say orifice.
I didn't say orifice. I was thinking it, though. So that's
Anyways,
why I stopped.
So we're on it, okay?
Yeah, we're working on the sound quality. We are going to make...
What you've been hearing is the worst, and we're going to try to improve it to make it better.
It's like the minimal amount of effort we could do. Like, obviously, you can tell everything about this show is about the minimal effort, but we're gonna step it up a notch.
A notch. One notch at a time, famous
Einstein.
Whoa,
maybe a notch is too much. Maybe it's just a niche. Is that a slur of some sort? I feel like it might be.
Okay. Now, what was the scheduled bibble babble?
The scheduled bibble babble was...
Oh, I should have closed the other apps.
JFL42, which is the Just for Laughs Toronto Festival. It's
They don't know what Just for Laughs is because they're from the U.S.
Okay, if they're from the U.S., most people actually do know about Just for Laugh Gags, which is that silent
TV show. U.S. stations?
It's on around the world, and there was a U.S. version, yeah. Like, it's because there's no speaking, it instantly translates to every culture, more or less. Although some cultures might not enjoy the humor or some of the, you know, more specific references, perhaps, but it's pretty universal. Anyway, Just for Laughs is a comedy company. I think they started in like the 1980s in Montreal, or at least Quebec for sure. I think Montreal. And they had these little festivals of... Originally, it was French comedy or comedians. And now it's become more of a...
Want to explain French to our listeners?
No.
Okay.
Francais? No.
Is that our third biggest lull, our longest lull in the show?
So Just for Last 42, it was 8 days of comedy, of comedians doing...
I think it was 10 days.
10 days? 10 days. And we both bought passes. It was my first JFL festival.
I went to a Just for Laughs singular event in the past. Louis C.K.
Nice. I'm very jealous of
that. Okay, so let's just cut to the chase, you know? We're trying to do a shorter show. You don't have to give the entire oral history of Quebec.
What?
I don't know. Who did we see?
We saw Sarah Silverman.
Sullivan. Gulliver's Travels. Okay, yeah, she's Jewish. Let's face facts.
Okay.
And she's a woman. Hold on. So we saw Sarah Silverman.
Yeah. Are we rating her or are we going to go on?
Everyone knows who she is.
She's a female comedian.
Out of 10. Not by looks. I mean, within the show.
I gave a 7.
And I gave it a 6.
I expected to see an 8 or 9, I have to
admit. Me too. I've seen her in other things, in roasts, and just... I think I just saw a stand-up special, maybe on HBO once or something. And she wasn't that good this time. But she was still entertaining.
There were laughs,
some steady, memorable jokes. Steady flow of laughs throughout. I was laughing. I wasn't, not laughing. Yeah. Wait till we get to the next person. It was a little weak compared to what you expect. She was one of the four headliners of this festival, too. So you expect a little more quality.
Yeah.
Okay. Next.
We should also say that K. Trevor Wilson opened for her, and I found him very funny.
He was pretty good.
And he had a whole bunch of his own shows. But anyway, next was Janine Garofalo of Saturday Night Live fame. And
now, some people don't know who she is, believe it or not. She was on Saturday Night Live?
Mm-hmm.
Like
she was a writer
20s?
And an actor.
She was I don't remember her being really on it as a character. Something primetime player. Is that what they're called?
She's probably, I don't know.
One season?
Yeah. She was on there a little while.
She was in a movie I really like called Wet Hot American Summer. And I liked her in that.
She was also in, that Ben Stiller super action hero movie.
Zoolander?
Have very lame powers. Like, his was, he got angry.
I don't remember this.
And she carried around a bowling ball that carried the spirit of her father.
We all do.
What was it called?
I don't know. It sounds slightly familiar.
Anyway, that was a fun movie. She didn't have a huge role in that, but...
Okay, so we saw her. And how would you rate her?
I rated it an 8.
Okay. I rate her a 3.5. Okay. I simply did not laugh. She had a good presence. She was delivering things well. She was very professional. I just, for some unknown reason, I did not find her funny.
It wasn't a stand-up segment. It was more of just telling stories.
Right. Now, hold that thought, listeners. Her telling stories. I laughed like 3 times. Mostly out of pity. It was simply... And you were just... Your head almost fell off.
I enjoyed it thoroughly. I feel like... I was the one who wanted to see her, and now I'm so glad. I'm so glad to have gotten to...
I think you liked her because she's like a hippie environmental person that you are, too.
I Well, I don't know what that means. She's just... She's well-read, and she's well-versed in the current events, and I found it very fun to be able to hear someone who's that knowledgeable speak about things in a humorous way.
Yeah, you went to an intellectual conference, apparently.
What?
It was a comedy show. You're like, I learned a lot of valuable lessons about society.
No, but people can still talk about other things. And she just happened to talk about things I had an interest in.
It should be stuff like how fat her mama's ass was.
Yeah.
Or is. Hope her mother's still around with her ass so big.
Anyway, I enjoyed seeing
that.
Okay,
so a big discrepancy on that rating.
Okay. Next was Mr. Mark Maron.
MM, we never call him.
MM.
So Mark Maron hosts our competing podcast. Not our competing. Hosts a podcast called What the Fuck, WTF, where he just interviews like famous people and interesting people.
And he's been doing it for quite a while. Yeah. He has something like 400 episodes.
And I didn't really know about him until a few weeks ago, and then I heard his podcast and a few recent ones. They're entertaining. Some of them are funny. They're like just fun to listen to for sure.
That's the thing. It's like I find the people in them funny individually, but the interviews themselves, or at least the ones I've heard, I've only heard a couple, I didn't think were, like, super laugh riots.
Well, they're not intended to be. He has a history in stand-up, but he does serious, like, interviews, but with interesting people, like, not just boring
Margaret real discussions.
Thatcher kind of thing, like...
Yes.
Although her interview was pretty good.
So he
disclaimer,
had a
there was no Margaret Thatcher interview.
We should... Anyway, his stand-up, again, which was, I guess, of the storytelling
Yes, now we're back
genre.
To... He also did, like, just stories. Not just stories. Well, actually, yeah. I don't think
there's stories and anecdotes, yeah.
So, and how did you rate him?
I'm going to put it at 9.
I'll put him at 9, too. He was the...
Definitely the highlight
surprise... gem of the festival for me.
Here's a nice catch.
Yes, I would love to hear like see future stand up things or attend just whatever.
He's very likable. Interesting. He has a lot of character. He has a lot of history. His stories were very engaging.
Yeah.
And like he pulled you along all the way, and it was well worth it.
You could say he pulled our comedy pod.
You could say that.
But don't. Please do not email us.
So, Mark Maron at 9, and he was opened with Andy Kindler.
Andy Kindler, who I thought his little 5 minutes was hilarious, too.
His little 5 minutes was
really good. He did this shtick where like he explained how he basically was the first to invent almost all comedy, stand-up comedy things.
And then he just went over like all like huge like comedy memes.
Yeah,
it was great. And he just reenacted each one. And...
Although, hold that thought, too. Okay.
But how many thoughts did they make, though? Okay.
You were unavailable, but I saw...
John Mulaney.
Now... John Mulaney, I saw coincidentally with like just on my own. I saw a bunch of video clips or a few on YouTube, and they were hilarious. I was laughing my head off. There was the funniest segment about Ice Cube being on CSI. That was very funny.
Yes.
So I had high hopes, and I was really to me he was the gem of the festival, and I saw him and. I was kind of underwhelmed. Like, again, like Sarah Silverman, he was, like, professional, like, doing a great job. And I would rate him a 7. Like, a little better than Sarah. But I was expecting an 8 or 9 or a 10. I thought he would... another friend we have who was there with me thought he was, like, really, really, really funny. The best of the festival. So I don't know why. I guess I kind of just... I just thought... I had these high hopes, and then
just the content.
It was just a regular routine, and that was.
But definitely something to look out for in the future.
Yeah, he's very funny. So, I don't know. I just didn't jive with this set. I don't want to get all hipster on you.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what hipster means. Really, beards are involved. That's the only thing I know. And then finally.
Saturday night.
We thought we were going to see a full show from Andy Kindler.
We were both under that belief.
It was, what was it officially called? Like the uncensored, not uncensored, what's the word?
The alternatives?
Alternative show hosted by Andy Kindler.
Fine. Now, here's my question. Did it say the alternative show at any, like when did it switch?
I don't think on the JFL 42 website it said that.
I think we were swindled or
we were bait and switched.
Andy Kindler was the bait.
Some sort of master bait and switcher. Anyways.
So instead, the alternative show was essentially the alternatives to the...
Alternatives to comedy, we can just
alternatives
say that.
To comedy, yeah.
No, so he was a host, so he did like 5 to 10 minutes at the beginning, then introduced the first comic, then came back for like 2 minutes, and then the second one, and then came back for 1 minute, and then the third one, then 30 seconds.
I think like, there was like six comics.
Yeah, six
plus
comics.
Plus Kindler. Or so, five plus Kindler?
Five or six plus Kindler. But Kindler was only on for like 17 minutes total.
Yeah, not even, I think.
Yeah. And Kindler's material himself wasn't that good.
Well, he was just warming up. He only had like...
I don't know. I was very disappointed.
I was like...
Now,
yeah.
Here's the thing. And the rest of people were even worse. I'm rating it a 2 out of 10.
Okay.
It was terrible. They were doing some weird like art project at some point where instead of doing comedy, just people would come out and interrupt. And then
they were pulling pranks and gags.
Yeah,
on each
I don't
other,
know.
Which was for some people funny, some others. Not.
It was the big letdown of the show. Yeah. Like
it was kind of surreal.
Did I rate I rated Garofalo better than 2
yeah,
or
you
10?
Did.
Right?
You said 3.5.
Okay,
her.
So yeah. There you go. They were the worst of the festival for me. Han, were they the worst for you?
Number-wise, yeah, no. It was the worst, but I feel like cognitive dissonance is kicking in. Like, I have to say that I enjoyed it, because I did laugh at certain points.
I laughed a few times, but it was the rest was so bad that it takes
the
away
is,
from
like,
the...
It was long. It was like almost 2 hours we were in there.
It's still on right now, I think.
And... some parts were kind of excruciating. So I think the low points really, really, like...
Yes.
Overshadow the high
and
points.
And for some reason, for me, the funniest part was a silent piece at the end where a comedian who I generally
acting.
Do not like at all...
I liked him, but...
Like oh, by the way, every male comedian was fat. Weird coincidence.
Yeah. Well, of the alternative show, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I meant of the alternative show. We did this silent... thing called
Jerry
Pet?
Almost buys a magazine. Will Pat buy a magazine?
Was it Pat? I thought it was Pet. I guess it's Pat. Makes more sense.
I think it's Pat.
I thought the whole time it was Pet, and I didn't quite
did
understand.
You have hearing issues? Is that why you didn't find it funny? It's Pat.
Okay, but yeah, Pat.
Well, does Will Pat buy a magazine?
Yeah. It was a recreation of one from earlier that week called Pat does not buy a magazine or something?
Pat almost buys a magazine.
Yeah, almost buys a magazine. Anyways, that was funny. Do you know who the guy's name was?
No, unfortunately.
Fatty McGee, I think. Just look up Fatty McGee. Buys a magazine. Okay, so that's that, yeah? Is this our longest Bibble Babble ever?
Probably.
Yes.
Probable Babble.
No. Okay, Han.
Yes, David.
Are you psychic?
You know that I might...
In my hands, I'm holding 3 playing cards. I have a jack, a queen, and a king of clubs.
3?
Yes. What I'm going to do is I'm going to place one closest to you, one in the middle, one closest to me. And all you have to do is name which one is which, starting with whichever one you want. Just describe which card you're talking about, and I'll turn and tell
closest
what it is.
Closest to me, jack, middle, queen, closest
okay.
to you, king.
So you're going in order.
What?
So you're saying these are jack,
any...
queen, and king? You are wrong.
I got none. Okay, well, 2 can play that game.
Yes.
And 2 will play that
See
game.
See how this is easier for people to follow at home? Because they're playing cards they know, positions, you know what I mean?
But it's a lot easier than,
I know.
Than the other game.
Right. But you have to. I figure it's 3 times in a row to get this.
Whoa! 3 times in a row? Okay, well, anyway, Jack, Queen, or King, play them in
what
a row.
Would you call them out? Okay. Middle one is a queen for sure. Turn that over
queen?
Right now.
No.
Oh, shut up. Okay. That's our new Are You Psychic challenge, which we're not new.
No, it's just psychic challenge.
Psychic challenge. But we're just, this is the first time we're just seeing if we're psychic. We're not like, it's not like we've done this or anything like it 37 times before.
What?
Are we at
27?
27 times before.
Not only are we not psychic, we are not
good at math. Even though I have a math degree and you have a physics degree.
All right.
Should we talk about our degrees? I have a degree in math and you have a degree in
physics.
Nerd alert. We're not doing that now though, but should we just let's give them what we want. Okay, it's time to give them what we want, what they want.
Time to give the people
look at
what
the new Gmail.
Want.
You move up and then it stays over there.
Okay, well,
there's a new Android version of the Gmail app and there's some cool features.
Yeah, well, let's not nerd out before we get to
Fakie 5.
What were you gonna say?
You know what? We're not doing Fakie 5 yet.
Okay.
Because we have something more important to do.
Which is?
We have to do viewer mail.
Viewer mail. I'll never be able to reproduce that little bit.
And the world thanks you.
We got an email from a fan. Actually, we got it 2 weeks ago, I guess, now.
Well, let's not name names.
And we neglected to...
We
address it,
forgot.
But we both read it and enjoyed it
yes.
and discussed
and we
it briefly.
We both wanted to talk about it, but we forgot
because
of our busy lifestyles.
Busy podcast
of the rich.
Livings. So we're going to get to it now.
Sorry about
Thank you, Dave. I'm going to read it out here. Huge fan here.
Are you going to read the whole email?
Do you want me to just synopsize it?
Read the whole email.
Super
we
got to
give the reader, the viewer.
Should I read the whole email? Listeners at home, should I? Okay. Huge fan here. I think someone needs to jump
Hold
in on the history.
Let's just emphasize. Huge,
why do you keep stopping me?
But a huge fan here. Let's make sure we get...
It is in all caps. I think someone needs to jump in on the historical landmark debate. There's a time and place for historical landmarks and architectural art. Now, I guess we should say we had a...
Yeah.
What was it? In your society? A time to hate? What was it?
A time to hate,
and you said you hated historical...
Historical, like not being able
historical
to,
buildings.
Yes, and landmarks.
Landmarks. So, this is a reader response. There is a time and place
viewer
for historical...
Viewer mail, we call
it. For historical landmarks and architectural art. Maple Leaf Gardens is a good case for both and against the cause. On the one hand, both the gardens and the Maple Leafs are an important part of the city's history. It was a hub of entertainment, and people would, and still can, look at and enjoy it from a historical and architectural perspective. However, the problem with an attempt to preserve this problem is problematic.
Why
because
did you get this,
no
you
one
to
cared. There were no tours, no one coming to the city to appreciate it, and when watching news coverage of the whole debate, Dave is correct in saying that the common argument is something along the lines of, I love this place as a kid.
Thank you very much. Dave is correct.
On top of all of this, it was not owned and being preserved by the city, but instead Loblaws had purchased it and had their plans killed only after the transaction.
I forgot how long this email is.
I know. I'm almost halfway. In my opinion, what happened in Maple Leaf Gardens was dealt with very well, only it was finally dealt Once it was finally dealt with...
How did we get you to read this?
To a degree, the idea of anti-progress can be taken as truth. New buildings can't be put up just anywhere and, in fact, won't necessarily be appreciated everywhere. Therefore, how can we make more architectural art if we don't have the proper location for it?
Even I've lost interest at this point.
Well, anyway, there's another paragraph. I don't know
if... The point is, he said Dave is right, and...
But he's also saying, you know, that's just in this one case, but some buildings have a certain cultural societal value, which is what the argument I was trying to make. I don't think you can make a blanket statement saying all buildings...
Oh, I can make blanket statements. Don't worry about that.
...should be torn down if the business or whatever goes out of business.
Well, thank you. Can we say his first name?
We can say his first name.
Walter? No.
No.
Thank you, David, for your email. It is the...
No, it wasn't
most...
It wasn't you that wrote in. It was another David.
Another David. It is a well-thought-out, thought-provoking email that made us think and wonder.
Well, no. We are very happy to receive feedback.
Yes.
Thank you for writing in.
And any email where you say I'm right is always extra welcome. And really... Is there any other type of email that we're going to be getting? No, probably not. So, No, you raised some good points. And should we just cut this whole segment? No, honestly, we've only received 3 emails, 2 from Natalie and 1 from David. And we love you both to death. The 4 of us should get together and, like, have pizza.
Really?
Natalie is somewhere in the United States. Should we give her her full address?
David, why?
I'm just giving a shout-out to our fans.
We can give shout-outs.
Fan shout-out.
There's no need to...
I give her first name in her country. Is that enough information for someone to track her down?
How about once we get 10 people, we can have a party?
That's a threat. No, that's a challenge. If we...
Promise.
Yes.
That's a promise.
Email
we'll
us,
throw a pizza
and
party.
We're going to have a party in a city, in a major city.
And if no one shows up, then that's more pizza for us.
Yes. Although not after 6.
Is it pizza?
No. Yeah, I guess.
No.
No. Okay, that was viewer mail. Keep them coming. David, if you have something to say about this episode...
Well, what's the email addresses they should send them to?
Here's what we got. We got 2 of them. We have Dave at DaveAndHanShow.com, and we have Han at DaveAndHanShow.com.
Yes.
We know which one you should actually send it to, but let's be fair and say both are available.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, now let's get
to
once again, big shout out to Dave. Thanks for your email. We apologize for not saying it, reading it last week.
We weren't on the ball. We dropped the ball. Now we're on the ball.
I'm apologizing now for having Han read it out. I dropped the ball there. If you send another email, I will read it out, and we'll read it out the sooner time. What am I saying? We'll read it out right away. Right away. Oh, God.
Do you have right away?
Han, it's time for Fakey 5.
Fakey 5, wherein we read 5 little factoids about some subject, and the other except one of them is false or made up, and the other person tries to figure out which one is the fake.
Should we change this to the Dave Show? I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Thanks
no.
for coming out. Okay, so I'm going to start, because I think you've started the last 16 times.
Okay, just take a sip.
Just sipping up. Okay. Best-selling albums of all time.
All time?
Yes. So I looked at a list of the best-selling albums that were albums that sold 40 million plus worldwide.
Okay.
Okay.
That seems like a lot.
Of all time.
Okay. As of today?
On it are 4 from this list. As of today, sure.
And the 5th is?
Is not.
Not made up. Is not on that list.
No, this time I took one from...
Much lower?
There was one below... Yeah, not the next lower, but lower than the next lower. Like, it's not even close.
Okay.
It's at least half. Okay? Here we go. Number 1.
Beatles.
No Jacket Required by Phil Collins.
Wow.
Number 2.
Wait, are these in any order?
No.
Or are they just randomly smushed together?
No, these are just 4 smushed of them together. Are from the thing.
Okay.
Number 2. Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd.
Okay.
Number 3. Their Greatest Hits, 1971 and 1975 by the Eagles.
Eagles.
Okay. Number 4. The Bodyguard by Whitney Houston and various artists.
Oh, my God.
And finally, number 5, Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Okay, I believe Thriller is definitely on there. There's no way...
Did you buy Thriller?
No.
Okay, so why would you... Anyways.
I'm drawn
to... I'll just say them again. Ready? No Jacket Required by Phil Collins. The Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd. Their Greatest Hits, 1971 and 1975 by the Eagles. The Bodyguard by Whitney Houston and various artists. And Thriller and Diddler by Michael Jackson.
I feel like it's either the Eagles or... what was the Whitney Houston one? Oh, gosh. I really want to say the Whitney Houston one. I really, really want to say it.
So why won't you just say it?
Because I think it might be the Eagles one. I'm going to say...
So you're Whitney racist Houston. Against
birds. I'm going to say it's the Whitney Houston one.
It was No Jacket Required by Phil Collins. Finally, you did not fakey me. The rest are like all 40 million. The biggest one is Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Right.
The second biggest was I'm not 100% sure, but Rumors by Fleetwood Mac is one I know for sure. I think that's the most best-selling album. Rumors by Fleetwood. Did you not know that?
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought it would be Michael Jackson.
No, I think.
Or Beatles.
I think those two are the top two. Rumors by Fleetwood Mac and Thriller by Michael Jackson. And then those other ones. Like, I was surprised by The Bodyguard. Totally. I'm like, how's that? Like, one movie? One, like, not
Kevin
even.
Kevin Costner?
Yeah. Anyways, No Jacket Required was. I think 20 million.
Is that the one with Against All Odds? Is that the.
Yes. I don't know. No, Against All Odds was another one, wasn't it? I don't know. Don't ask.
Okay. Well, I should have said that one then. Obviously, my Fakey 5 is. I don't know if you heard of the company called Interbrand. They are a company that rates other companies based
Did
on.
Did you say rates or rapes?
Not David. You know that I almost never. It's a company that rates and consults with other companies about their public image, and they compile a list.
I didn't
based
mean literally. I meant like buy out and just take over.
Financial performance, how strong the brand is and influence computer.
Like, okay, yeah.
Anyway, so these are the top. These are four companies from the top 10.
Now here's the
and
thing.
And one is from like.
Here's the thing. Okay, go ahead.
Here's the thing.
I saw an image of the top 10.
On my computer?
No. When this, because the story was that Apple overtook Coca-Cola.
Right.
Okay. So I saw, I mean, I think it was top 8, actually. I think it was 4 and then 4. I don't remember what they were.
So you've seen the story, you know what I'm
talking
about.
I'm aware of the story. So okay. I might be able, for the first time, by actually knowing, win this game. Go.
So one of these, I'm talking about the top 10, and one of these is obviously from much lower down
yes,
the list.
Yes, go.
Number one, Visa.
Go.
Number
Next.
Two, Google.
Google for sure is, it's number two. Next.
Number three, Microsoft.
It's in the list. Go.
Number four, Toyota.
Ugh. Next.
Number five, General Electric.
Okay, so it's top three. So we have, say the other three, not Microsoft, not whatever the other
okay,
one
Okay, Visa, Google, Microsoft, Toyota, General Electric.
Visa, General Electric, and Toyota. It's one of those three for sure.
Okay.
God. Visa, General Electric, Toyota. Okay, I think General Electric is on it. I'm vaguely seeing General Electric.
So now you got to use your psychic abilities.
Visa, Toyota. Okay, Toyota.
It was Visa.
Oh, damn it. Was it your number one?
Google, yeah.
We both had one. Our number ones as the fakes.
Fake, yeah.
Yeah,
Visa was actually 74th on the list. Google's number two, Microsoft number five. Toyota's number 10, and General Electric's number 6. You did really well.
Yeah,
you got down to 50-50.
I actually had knowledge on that.
That was dangerous.
IBM was number 4.
That was a dangerous wager on my part.
IBM, yeah. I think, was number 4.
Yeah.
Okay, so. By the way, we should warn our listeners that this is going to be a shorter podcast because of our time constraints.
What time is it?
We're 33 minutes in. We have a few more things to do.
Okay.
And I'm actually going to start what's next to do.
Why
because
don't you start with your next
this
to
is
do?
Skeptical blather, but it's... Get a load of this. Ready?
It's a skeptical lather?
Our favorite skeptical podcast. Did we ever talk about those?
Huh. I don't know.
I think we refer to them.
We probably refer to them and mention
but
them.
We should just quickly list them.
Well, here's the thing. You're definitely the podcast king. I'm more of like a jester. I don't know where I'm going with this.
I like to walk a lot, and when I walk around, I like to listen to podcasts.
Yes.
Okay. So let's talk about, we always refer to it, let's just give it its full quick credit.
The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe.
There's a podcast called The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. it is kind of the king of the skeptical podcasts. Like the, would you say that?
Yeah, it's definitely the broadest audience and largest audience.
Probably, yeah, most listeners.
And it's easy to get
into.
That's
not a fact. This is our assumption.
Yeah, I will say that I have tried to get some friends to listen to it, and they have said, "Sounds like a bunch of nerds who hate like a lot of people."
Okay, that's weird.
We're very opinionated and or
the there's five members, rogues as they call them.
What do they call them, rogues?
Yeah.
No, why?
Oh, why?
Do you remember the reason?
Because they're thieves? I don't know. And it's kind of... The main guy is Dr. Steven Novella, who is a neuroscientist.
No, neurosurgeon.
Neurosurgeon. Sorry, you're a neuroscientist. Neurosurgeon, and...
I'm not a scientist,
he
yes.
Kind of just, like, he also does a lot of work with a blog, science-based medicine blog. Like, the guy, I don't know how he does it. Like, I can't literally
like,
go to work.
He has a family, a wife and children, and a podcast job.
Yeah, right. He has a family, he has kids. He's also the president of the, like...
New England Skeptical Society.
He's literally doing brain surgery every 5 minutes. isn't he also a professor? Like, doesn't he have a lecture?
Yeah, he has a lecture series.
Okay. I do, like, a bit of programming, I watch Breaking Bad, and I drink.
And this
like,
guy also
and I
watches
no
movies
time,
and TV and plays
and
video
have
games.
No, low dependence, no human dependence. How does he do it? I have no time either. I'm like, forget it, I can't do that today.
He puts pretty much every other human being to shame.
Yes. I hate him.
Shame on you, Doctor.
Okay, then he has two brothers... who are also on the panel.
Jay and Bob.
There is a chick of some sort, a woman.
Rebecca Watson.
Dr. Rebecca... No, it's not.
Nope.
And a Jew. I'm not being racist. Like, and a Jewish
Mr. Bernstein.
Fellow. Evan Bernstein. It is very, like...
Mr. Bernstein!
It's very enjoyable. It's always the first podcast I want to hear. It's the number one podcast in my list, for sure.
Yeah, it's both of our favorites. It comes out once a week.
It's very entertaining.
They have a lot... I think it's a lot of the structure we've copied for our podcast.
Well, they have science or fiction, which kind of we modeled Fakey Five over.
Okay.
And it's about skepticism, so Skeptical Blather is based on that.
Yeah.
And they have their psychic challenge. No, they don't. No, anyways, that's great. That's like kind of the number one. If you want to get into skeptical podcasts or listening to skeptical podcasts, start there.
Just be advised that there are five nerds. And
Well,
here's the thing. It's like I said, I've tried to get other people to listen, and they just find it grating.
I don't believe you know other people.
Okay, well.
Okay.
I've told other voices who've responded in kind.
Like, who's one? First name only.
Evan.
Okay, fine. Evan, wouldn't he like Evan? okay. Now, is there any other skeptical podcasts you listen to?
It's not really...
Reality Check?
Skeptical. Well, okay. I've only listened to a couple of them. I was going to say Stuff You Should Know podcast.
Stuff You Should Know, yes.
Which is not necessarily skeptical.
You're right,
it's more...
because sometimes they talk about paranormally things without a huge skeptical bent.
Well, yeah, that's the kind of good bad thing about them is that they're willing to give things a chance.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing.
They like to talk about what is available information wise.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, I think they're doing a fair
job.
Yeah,
but without giving.
I kind of forgot when I switched my phones recently. I just forgot. I had to rebuild my. I've heard about them, but my parents love them.
Yeah, and they talk about, like, interesting things.
Yeah,
like,
you just learn. It's all,
like,
it's a learning thing.
Yeah, totally learning thing.
And
they're an entertaining duo.
Yeah, they don't just accept all pseudoscience. Like, they have a skeptical bent. It's just not, what I've heard in the past, it's not, like, all the way. It's kind of most the way. Really? Right? Yeah, was that fair?
Yeah.
There's some things that I wish are like, well, why don't you say that there's been no evidence of that kind of thing, but they don't really say that. But they generally do on whatever topics.
They're pretty good.
Like, on, if we're talking about Locke, they're going to, you know, they're going to give a good answer, not just like, I don't know, like, the gods of luck really dictate luck kind of thing.
Yeah, I guess that's the other big one I used to listen to.
Okay, so I listen to many more. Skepticality. You ever heard any Skepticality?
That's the one where...
That's the official podcast of something? Skeptic Magazine or JRAF or something? No.
Chris Moon?
No. Moody? Chris Columbino or something?
What?
Chris?
Okay.
It used to be Swoopy and Chris...
What? I thought Chris Mooney was the...
No. You're wrong. That's a good one. Another good one is The Skeptic Zone from the UK with Richard Saunders. You ever heard of that?
Right. I have heard a couple of those. But
now,
I
as a little trivia, Han and I and someone else recorded a commercial that they play... every few episodes.
Which we have to re-record. We have to make a new version because they've been doing the same one.
2 weeks as of today.
Because we promised we'd give them a new version of that.
And then, what else I listen to? Skeptoid. I'm a big fan of Skeptoid.
With Brian Dunning.
Which is a shorter, like, the, you know, SGU's an hour to an hour, like an hour and 50 minutes plus.
Yeah.
The Skeptic Zone's like a half hour to 45 minutes. The other one's 45 minutes or so. But, like, Brian Dunning's Skeptoid is, like, 10 to 20 minutes, usually 15 minutes-ish. It's shorter. It's just him, one person just talking. And they're very interesting. The problem is, like, he's done 400 or so, like, 300-something, at least 300. So all the main topics, like, you know, astrology, homeopathy, they're all done. So... like, kind of, any podcast series that deals with specific claims is going to run out, right? And that's kind of what happens with him, but I still listen all the time, and he still finds interesting things to talk about, and some of them are not even specific item, like specific topics. The most recent one, last week's, was on types of experiments. He just kind of describes different how, like, you know, there's double blind and there's different types of experiments and testing. So it's not all just a specific skeptical topic. Sometimes it's like an educational explanation about science. So that's how he keeps.
What's his occupation?
I think he's a computer nerd. Okay. But now, like, a skeptical podcaster is his new full-time, or he's trying to make that his full-time occupation.
I see.
What else I listen to? There's some British-y ones. Here, let's actually go through my list.
Why don't you go through Cognitive Dissonance?
Cognitive Dissonance. That's another...
I also have started to pick that up.
That's a great one. It's like there's two guys, not as handsome as us, and I think maybe fatter than us now. I've been losing a bit of weight. There's two guys that just... They
rant.
Make fun. They rant and make fun of skeptical or paranormal and religious issues, stories. Basically, they just rip into what they consider idiots who are responsible for whatever. And it's very,
usually
very funny. It's very offensive. They swear.
I don't know that that's offensive. It's just. They use a lot of profanity.
Profanity, but
it's not necessarily offensive.
They'll talk about.
Oh yes.
Children being fucked like they're really they comically get
a lot
their
of,
point
there's
across.
There's a lot of jokes, but it's some of the subject matter can be.
It's very entertaining.
It's not political correct.
But they basically just cover various stories that happened that week, right?
Yes.
They comment on it. Geologic Podcast. This is with George Rabb. This is, like, for sure one of my top five. It's funny. If you want funny skepticism, you go to George Rabb's Geologic Podcast. It is, he's like, it's a one-man show. He's just so funny. He does funny segments. He does, like, funny voices. He does, I can't even describe it. His main segment is Religious Morons of the Week. It's very, very entertaining.
He's a very good radio
He's a music guy.
Yeah.
He's like, he has a...
He's a radio
of a,
voice.
A band, the Philharmonic... What is it?
The Philly... Geol-
oh my God, I can't remember what it is. Like, he does music. He's a, he sings. He has albums. But it's just great. It's just... The lighter side of skepticism, go to the Geologic Podcast. I have Penn Sunday School. Like, Penn Jillette... is kind of an he's an athe- he's an outspoken atheist. Can we say that? He has a pretty funny, you know, show called Penn Sunday School. He's very skeptical.
I
but
haven't heard it. Is it like he's the show bullshit?
No, it's just him dicking about with like Michael Godot, his
Godot?
Partner from Bullshit, right? Oh. Quackcast is a great... Ever heard of that?
Yeah, well, who's that again?
I forgot his name. Some doctor. He's a contagious disease expert guy. Infectious disease, ID. It's really, really good. This is so many. I'm just going to list... I'm going to list other ones. I don't know...
Just you should only listen to
Incredulous.
Good ones. Incredulous
is a good one. It's like a game show.
But the
with
thing
skeptics.
About Incredulous is there's only like 20 something episodes.
Yeah, it's
so
very
it's not
rare.
Many.
Be Reasonable is a good one. It's from the UK or maybe Australia. Wait, Richard Saunders. Hold on, Skeptic Zone's from Australia, not the UK.
Oh, is that, did I let you get away with that? Yeah, it's totally Australia. Yeah.
Be Reasonable, Merseyside Skeptics. That's the UK.
I haven't heard that one.
It's where they interview a believer about something, like Hollow Earth theory, alien abduction.
I find I don't have the stomach for that type of thing.
No, but they're not aggressive, they're not challenged. They just literally want to hear their story, and they ask a few...
I know, but I'm sure that they talk about it afterwards.
And they don't.
They don't?
No, you should give it a whirl.
Okay.
Skeptics with a K... We have made a huge mistake. What happened? How many minutes have we lost?
This just popped up now.
Okay.
I don't think we lost anything. I'm sure it's recording in the background. Possibly.
Okay, we're going to stop right now, and then we'll continue and we'll check. Okay. Oh, it doesn't matter. What are we going to do? Nothing we can do, right?
Nothing we can do.
Okay. We may have lost a bit of a minute or less than a minute of audio. We're so sorry. Hopefully not.
I'm pretty sure it's less than a minute.
Your face is less than a minute.
Reality check?
Skeptics with a K is another UK Merseyside. I don't know why
it's just Skeptics?
Skeptics with a K.
Or is it called Skeptics with a K?
It's called Skeptics with a K. Skeptics with a K is the name of the, like, spelled out. It's a general show, kind of like SGU, but it's British. With, I don't remember their name, Marsh? I have no idea. Like, that's a good one. And that's it. So, anyways.
I think I know where all your time goes. We didn't talk about the reality check.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a new...
So we have a Canadian one.
Another Canadian.
Based out of Ottawa. Called the reality check. To me, it's like stuff you should know times three. They have three segments.
But it's also CanCon. It's like Canadian bend to it. I feel like there's a lot of
really.
Canadian content. No?
Not really. They have the safety of Toronto and Canada. I don't know. No, but it's great. It's three interesting topics they give you the goods of. Sometimes it's myths related, right? Like, here's the facts of some myths. Yeah, the reality check is great.
And
because it's basically stuff you should know times three.
Right.
And they're shorter. Like, you know, each one's like, you know, 10 minutes.
Educational and skeptic call.
Well, I've certainly bored myself out of that one. Sorry for that long. Hopefully there is a gap of half of that. Okay, let's... what else we got? What do we got going on here? We went through a short show. We're at 50 minutes. Should we end it now?
No.
You want to keep going?
Well, let's... Might as well... Another 10 minutes.
It's almost 1 a.m.
David, would you rather...
I don't have... Okay, go. Yes.
Would you rather be able to float down from any height?
Okay.
So if you jump off a building, you can slow your descent so that you land.
You can't really die from falling.
You can't die from falling.
Okay.
You can't even hurt yourself from falling as long as you enact your power. You could, I suppose. But you can't fly. You can only just, like, you can slow down gravity's effect on you as you're falling. Or...
These are going to be good ones. Like, we rarely have a would you rather with this too pleasant...
Yeah, it's two good things.
What's nice?
Would you rather have $5,000 in...
Traveler's checks?
Traveler's checks or in
or
Groupons.
Or doubloons.
the second one, okay, so you can float down from any height.
Yes.
Or you can levitate vertically any item 100 grams or lighter. Or any combination.
Number one, 100%. Good, thank you very much.
Really?
Yes.
So if you drop something on the ground, you could use your ability to just put it back in your hand.
Or I could reach down and take it.
If you drop something, like, into a grate,
I've never
you
wouldn't
done have
that.
To worry
I've
about
never
it.
Done that.
But how often would you be using your second power? All the time? Anytime
I would
you drop,
use, I don't
drop
use it now. I would start using it every day. Hold on. Are you talking about... I'm the one who falls down. Right. Oh, are
you
talking about the second one?
Okay. Well, you choose the... Which one are you talking about?
I want to fall... I want to be able to fall from any height without injury.
Okay. Why don't you...
This is the easiest would you rather ever.
Why?
Why?
Because you like to, like, exit buildings from the window?
It would be fun.
Which you won't be able to for most buildings since they don't have windows you are able to open. You'd have to go to the roof.
Okay. When I'm on an escalator and people are...
You just hop off.
I would just take a running and just... Yeah, totally. No,
so
for
in
sure.
The mall,
I don't care. I would make ways to use it.
Okay, so it's a fun ride.
I would climb a crane and just fall down for fun.
But, okay.
I could maybe see if I could make money. If I thought enough about it, I would be able to make money. Also, levitating, I guess you can, like... Can I get Randy's $1 million if I just levitated an object?
You can levitate, you know, coins, pens,
okay,
cards.
Okay, number one.
You could lift...
Other than trying to make money through a paranormal scam, I can't figure out how that's beneficial.
It's just like a convenience thing.
But I can bend, so I'm good.
Okay.
I can't.
I made it too easy.
Yes.
Do you have a quickie segment, D?
Okay, what do we... No, I have nothing quick. Okay, I have a time to joke! A time to joke.
In your joke, what's your joke?
Two dyslexics walk into a bra.
That's not how dyslexia works. But yes, I see how it works.
I think that's exactly how dyslexia works.
Dyslexia does not work by rearranging letters.
How does it work?
It means that you have difficulty reading. It can mean that you can have difficulty reading, but that's only the letter switching is only one manifestation of it.
Okay. So it is a valid way. It's a.
But it's not like.
That it's only, not the, I didn't define dyslexia. I gave an jokey example of one possible way that it could be.
I get it, yeah. I'm just saying, the popular belief that people think
okay,
dyslexia
it's time to joke,
means...
not a time to complain.
That people rearrange letters
okay, now I have a time
words,
to hate.
But that's not... Okay.
Nerd
this
alert.
This was actually covered in...
Nerd alert.
Stuff you should know.
Nerd alert.
Sounds like something you should know.
Nerd alert.
What's the nerd alert?
GTA 5.
Oh, wait. Before your nerd alert... Okay, no. Keep going.
For those keeping track at home, this will be a regular-sized episode. Because we're at 53 minutes. No, GTA 5. So it came out like 3 weeks ago or so, a month ago.
A month ago?
Okay, 3 weeks ago. Why are you yelling at me?
It seems like it was only 2 weeks ago.
Hold on. September 19th. How? That's 2 weeks ago? Fine.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago. Bitch. Should we talk about Breaking Bad? I don't know. Anyways.
No.
It's I got it for the PS3 and
it's only for the PS3 right now.
Okay. In terms of being completely wrong, Han wins because it was released for the Xbox 360 and the PS3.
Really?
Yes, and I assume there's 10,000 times more sales for the Xbox 360 version than the PS3. Obviously, I don't actually mean that number.
Okay, well, let me ask you this.
I would assume there's more Xbox 360 copies sold than
the PS3. Let me ask you this. Are they... So that... Well, I'll look it up.
Thank
you. I was just going to ask if there's any graphical differences, because I saw the PS3 version. I saw you play it. And I was wowed by the graphics and the environments, and it just... It looks scary.
I don't know, which is... They're probably very similar, if not the same. No, but... So that's my first thing. The graphics are amazing. It looks very realistic. It looks real. Like, there's some times when you look
sometimes
at the TV, it's like...
feel like... Yeah.
How's that not, like, TV footage of, like, the news?
Because there's so much detail in everything.
And, anyways, the game is phenomenal, okay? I've tried other ones in the past. I don't really like to play games on the PS3. I prefer on the PC. But... I was just very excited about this game, and my biggest complaint about platform, or what am I trying to say, like consoles, is you can't save anywhere like you generally can on PCs. And I had GTA 4 and I had GTA 3, whatever, San Andreas before this, and you always had to go to your safe house to save, which was a giant hassle.
Right, because you could die on your way there.
Now, if you're not in a mission, you can save anywhere. Oh God! And it's a true save. You're like exactly where you are with everything you have. Literally, the angle you're facing, everything is completely saved. You can do it anytime. There's 15 save slots too. So that makes the game a lot more enjoyable for me on a console. Like, that's my number one complaint. So now I don't mind, other than the control, I have trouble with the controls of a PS3. I prefer the mouse and keyboard. Anyways, because of that, and also, they did another change now between GTA 5 and 4 in that on a mission, there's like kind of built-in checkpoints. So if you fail the mission, you'll start again, if you retry it, at the latest checkpoint. So if you had to, first of all, get to the place to go to the mission... That's one checkpoint. The first, like, if you had to, like, get out of a building, you have to do a robbery, that's the second point. Then you have to escape, that's the third point. You have to follow a guy, it's the fourth point. So if you fail any point, you don't have to restart the entire mission like previous Grand Theft Autos. You basically restart at the most recent checkpoint, which could be literally seconds before the problem happened. So for those two things, it's a pleasure. Like, it addresses all my complaints about previous GTA and basically PS3 games in general. So I'm having a ball with it. There's like 70 something or 80 main story missions, which I've done five. And I've been focusing on collecting. There's two collecting games where there's 50 of one thing and 50 of another.
Mm.
So I'm trying to collect letter scraps. It's just.
Right. It's a huge world.
There's so many things you can.
There's
a lot of non-combat. You can play golf. You can literally play a round of golf. Like, it's almost like Tiger Woods golf. I don't know. I have no idea.
It fits on one... I guess it's a Blu-ray disc now they're using? Is that what that is?
No, it's DVD, you weirdo. I don't know. Maybe it is Blu-ray, but... There's so much to do. The graphics are amazing. There's three characters you can switch between. And eight, like it's 10 out of 10 all the way. I totally love it. I'm a big, fat nerd who... Big Fat loves that Big Fat game. I can't give more thumbs than I have up for it.
Nice. Sounds like a fun game.
Sounds like a rant.
You let it all out. I have a new word phrase.
What is it, Han?
It's...
New word or phrase.
All of our jingles have the same...
Yeah, we're going to work on...
Are we?
Taped? Yes, we are.
Okay.
We mentioned that a few times ago. Go ahead, Han. What is your new word or phrase?
My word
First of all,
is
it a word or a phrase?
It's a word.
Okay, what is it?
It's hard to say. Resertain.
Good night, everybody. No,
Resertain.
Resertain?
Resertain.
Resertain.
You spell it like recertain. Or R-E-C... What? How do I spell it? R-E-C-E-R-T-A-I-N. Like certain?
Recertain.
So recertain. But you say recertain.
Ooh, you have a little flair.
And now it's a play on the word of recycle and ascertain.
God, please stop. Please don't say any more words on this thing.
So it's the pause.
It's too confusing.
It's the, refers to the momentary pause when you like throw something. You want to throw something out, and you're like, "Wait a minute, should this be recycled, or is this the right bin? Which hole does this go into?"
That's ascertain.
That's recertain.
No, but how's that? How does ascertain fit in that?
Well, you like trying to figure things out. You hate it. Why do you hate my word?
It's just too confusing. It's too...
You don't like the recertain?
Yes, I don't like the recertain.
Well, then.
Han, do you have a parting thought?
I do.
Well, good for you.
My parting... Oh, no, why don't you do yours since you
don't
always...
have one.
You don't?
No.
Okay, my parting thought is, and this is an original one, gossip... is an excellent way to commiserate and bond with other people.
Commiserate? I'm not...
And bond.
I generally know what that means. Can you just...
You empathize.
Okay, empathize means...
empathize means...
feel something for?
Yeah. You try to understand things from another person's perspective.
So commiserate means you try to...
Well, you usually it's like to give sympathy because of someone's complaining about something.
Okay, so what's the parting thought?
Oh my gosh. Gossip is an excellent way to commiserate and bond with other people. That is, to gossip, to share gossip between people, to listen to gossip, to listen to another person's gossip. But, this is a two-parter.
Oh my god, there's more?
Yeah, of course. That's not the whole part of the parting thought.
Holy
shit! You shot me before I even got there. Can't you? I can't even get through a sentence. Would you?
Oh my god!
Okay, just listen to the whole thing before
okay,
you
start from the beginning and go to the end. Go.
Gossip is an excellent way to commiserate and bond with other people, but remember that it's often nothing more than idle chatter. It is only anecdotal evidence, weak and misleading. So don't take it.
Okay.
To be more than anecdotal.
Wow.
What's wrong with that?
First of all, it is 190 words.
That's it.
I don't understand. I've forgotten in the middle. I don't even know what the beginning was anymore.
What? It's not that hard to understand.
There's gossip. What's the point? Can you summarize?
It's 2 points. Okay, I'm just saying everyone
first
likes
of all,
the gossip.
Parting thought, not parting thoughts.
Everyone likes the gossip.
Okay, everyone likes the gossip. This I understand.
But gossip is, by definition, anecdotal. Therefore, don't put much...
Gossip is anecdotal?
Gossip is anecdotal. Do you know what an anecdotal evidence?
Anecdotal is like a personal story. Is that what really gossip is?
I don't know. Don't you think
Isn't
so?
Isn't gossip...
Like, you heard
you
through someone, and someone said something, and you observed a behavior.
Now I figure out what the first point was again.
It's not that hard.
It is that hard.
It's okay. All I'm saying is everyone likes to gossip. It's a good way to bond with people.
I hate gossiping. I don't gossip.
Okay, well, then I guess you're missing out on
this. Then again, I don't
like
bonding with people either, so.
You miss out on that aspect of...
you said ass...
But I'm just saying, it's not a good measure of...
To our listeners, if this is the worst parting thought you've heard in our podcast, send us an email, dave@daveandhanshow.com or han@daveandhanshow.com.
I don't understand why you're so upset by this.
Okay, it's too long. You have two main points.
How is it too long?
He uses a word that I wasn't
like two
quite familiar
sentences.
With. Okay, it has a confusing word. The actual point I don't necessarily agree with. There's so many reasons why I don't like that. But the point is, it's your parting thought, and you're allowed to have your parting thought. I'm just saying it's a pretty shitty one, that's all. Have you heard... Like, my parting thoughts have sucked all the time. I had a funny one, a good double pun one recently.
I don't remember
but otherwise, one. Mine are terrible. So we're allowed to have terrible ones.
I'm not saying... Well, I'm not going to...
You're not going
to
accept...
I'm not going to admit it's terrible,
okay.
No.
I think it's a terrible parting thought. Are we still... Okay. I guess this is our show, yeah?
Wow.
So we're going to work on the audio. Maybe we can get better audio rather than these shitty little Logitech. You haven't sworn since episode six, right?
These have served us well.
Say a bad word right now.
No.
Say poo.
A poo soup.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Why is the record button, like, you know, available? What have we been doing? Good night. Bye. Thank you. And we're on, and you're fat, and I'm dumb. Go.
Hummings and buzzings.
Together again.
Why did they split?
Because they had an affair with the mailman separately. Which makes you wonder what their sexes were.
It
could have been
a
female. What? No, I guess it could be a lesbian couple and a female.
Yeah.
What?
I saw that once. Twice.
Nice.
I bookmarked it.
Okay.